Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here out at the Centralia Parks Northfield with Centralia head coach Michael Rogers after a hard-fought, no-quarter, 8-6 loss to conference rivals Palmyra. Congratulations on a heck of a game, even if you didn't come out the way it should have, sir.
Yeah. Oh,
one of the things I want to ask you about is Tucker Pollock's heroic play from the mound at the top of the seventh inning where he stalled or whittled down a Palmyra Panthers drive. Just walk us through what happened there,
sir. No, you're late in the game. Tucker comes in to relieve Maddie, who did an unbelievable job tonight.
And then, yes, sir.
One of their big hitters, Nolan Richardson, I think, line drive hits Tucker right in the thumb. And he continues to make the play, goes and picks the ball up, puts it right at Ethan's chest. We get the guy at home. It's a huge play. And Tucker's been battling a sore thumb anyway, so you don't see a freshman kid deal with that adversity and still continue to play. So, yeah, he's a really tough kid. It's a big play for us.
Sir, did he throw that boy out with the hand that took the ball?
I don't know, actually. We have to go back to the replay and check it.
Still, that was a heck
of a... It was a great play.
And your outfield defense had some pretty stellar moments too, sir. Romine and, your shorts, maybe second baseman both made some spectacular catches.
Yeah, Tucker Pollock was at second, Jack in center, and Marcellus in right, and Mason Barr in left field. You know, Matty Robinson on the mound, he reached his pitch limit, so we had to take him out. But he only gave up four hits tonight, so that's a big kudos to our defense making the routine plays. Jaron Johnson, he's been amazing at third base the last few games. Yeah, our defense, they made some plays. We did have some middle blunders there, and, you know, Palmyra kept the pressure on us, so.
Well, I wanted to ask about that. I'm not qualified to call things mental blunders, but it looked like all of their late inning runs came out of situations where, whether by chance or by strategy, Centralia was in a position where they had to make some split second choices on infield plays.
Yeah, you know, and we're in the right position. Base hits left field. We got a cut home situation, and we cut it. We do the right thing, but then they're still running the bases. So then we're trying to think about where we need to go with the ball, so then we're rushing ourselves, and we're making the physical error on top of mental errors. We're just kind of throwing the ball around a little bit, and they got some easy runs, which then put them in the driver's seat and they could relax a little bit. So
there's some of that, just the team's youth, and I'm not looking for an excuse here, but baseball IQ comes from experience sometimes, I'm told.
No, and you're absolutely right. And you know, when you got sophomores and freshmen on the field, we got a lot of them, juniors too, so we're getting better every day. But, you know, Palmyra's a good team, and they know. I mean,
historically, they're the ones that you battle with the most in the conference.
Yeah, hats off. They did a suicide squeeze. They were bases loaded in the sixth inning or seventh inning maybe, and their kids, they execute it. So, I mean, you don't see that much in high school baseball. So the Palmyra team, they historically, yes, they put a lot of pressure on. They run a lot in the base pass and do a lot of crazy things. And, you know, our young team, just they got to see some things tonight. So
somebody hit a two-run homer tonight. Who was that? Late in the game, was it Dutton?
No, Tanner Dutton had two. I think he probably had four RBIs tonight, and the last one was a two-out, two RBI shot to right. No home runs for us. I wish we had. And hats off to our guys. You know, we're down 8-4 going to last inning, and we battle back. We got the tying run at the plate, so
yes,
we
sir.
Keep fighting. So it just.
What's your record now, sir?
What are we, like 6-12, I think.
And what's next for the Panthers, sir?
We're supposed to have a doubleheader in California this Saturday, but it's calling for rain. So, and honestly, you know, we moved this game up, so we were without our 1-2 pitchers tonight. But, you know, that's another excuse. But Matty Robinson, I mean, you can't ask for a better performance. So
you got that pitch count looming over your head.
Yeah, this game, yeah. So
didn't you play in a tournament this past weekend, sir?
Yeah, we played three games in a Boonville tournament. We dropped the first one to Boonville. We beat Eldon 11-3 on Saturday, and then we dropped one to South Callaway 6-0.
Yes,
so
sir.
A lot of ball. These guys are learning a lot, so.
Your next game might be a tournament this weekend, you said.
Yeah.
Where at, sir?
California.
Well, good luck in California, sir, and we'll be seeing you next week at home sometime, I imagine.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Rogers.